From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Federal authorities are reportedly planning to move the trial of the alleged gunman in the Arizona shootings, Jared Loughner, from Tucson to San Diego because of pretrial publicity that could make it difficult to find an impartial jury. The trial judge assigned to the case is based in San Diego. The Washington Post quotes a law enforcement official as saying the change in venue for the trial is going to happen. It's just a matter of time. Loughner has been charged with 5 federal criminal charges in the shootings, but NPR's Jeff Brady in Tucson reports he could also face state criminal charges as well.
Pima County Sheriff investigators have been collecting evidence with the FBI, which is leading the investigation. Loughner already faces federal charges that include killing a federal judge and attempting to assassinate a member of Congress. Sheriff spokesman Jason Ogun says there will be meetings with the county attorney later this week to discuss possible state charges, but there are some questions that need to be answered.
Can we mirror the federal charges? Is it going to be a double jeopardy kind of deal, or do we have to, scale back a little?
Jeff Brady, NPR News, Tucson.
Doctors have upgraded the condition of wounded Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. Katie Riley is a spokeswoman for the University Medical Center in Tucson.
Giffords has been upgraded to serious from critical because she's no longer on a ventilator.
Doctors have placed a tracheotomy tube in Giffords' throat as a precautionary step to keep her airways clear. The eldest son of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. will speak at the Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta today on this, the 25th anniversary of the federal holiday named for his father. President Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama will be doing community service in the nation's capital today to honor Dr. King. The president is asking all Americans to volunteer time for projects today that benefit people in need. Charles Edwards of member station WABE in Atlanta reports a handful of school districts are not marking the King holiday this year.
3 school systems, 2 in Georgia and 1 in North Carolina, are not taking the day off. Instead, they're making up 1 of the 5 days they lost last week due to a massive snowstorm. Also, Maine's governor has declined invitations to MLK events in that state, citing prior commitments. Civil rights groups call the decisions humiliating and discriminatory. For NPR News, I'm Charles Edwards in Atlanta.
The government comes out with new reports this week showing how the economy is doing. Economist Peter Morici, a professor of business at the University of Maryland, says he expects the numbers to show what he calls the consolidating economic recovery.
Home starts, for example, have stabilized and will continue to look a little better than they have in the past. I expect that unemployment claims will come down from last week. We had a little blip there, but overall, the job market has improved somewhat and things are consolidating.
Morici also says he expects to see a positive trend in the latest index of leading economic indicators. This is NPR News. A notorious former dictator of Haiti, Jean-Claude Duvalier, has unexpectedly returned to that country. Duvalier, who's also known as Baby Doc, has been in exile for more than 20 years. He has not yet said why he's returned to his homeland. Israel's defense minister Ehud Barak says he will leave the Labor Party that he heads to form a new political party. Barak's new party will remain in the coalition government headed by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro says Barak is one of the most powerful members of that government.
The move ensures that he retains the powerful job of defense minister. It's expected that the Labor Party in the coming days will quit Netanyahu's coalition over the issue of stalled peace talks with the Palestinians. Critics say that Barak made the move to ensure his own political survival. One parliament member bemoaned, "This is not what Ehud Barak was elected for. Ehud Barak was elected by sane people seeking a peace settlement." At a press conference, Barak said the new party will be centrist, Zionist, and democratic. He did not take questions from the press. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Jerusalem.
The film The Social Network is the big winner at the Golden Globe Awards, taking top honors for Best Drama, Best Director, and Best Screenplay, positioning the Facebook film as a frontrunner at next month's Academy Awards. Colin Firth won Best Dramatic Actor honors for his role in the British monarchy film The King's Speech. Natalie Portman won Best Actress honors for her role in the psychosexual thriller Black Swan. The Fox TV show Glee won Best TV Comedy Award. Glee's Jane Lynch won the trophy for Best Supporting Actress.
Thank you, Hollywood Foreign Press, and my cup runneth over, really. And I am nothing if not falsely humble.
Best Supporting Actor prize went to Glee's Chris Colfer. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support